Good morning and God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today I just want to thank God for the opportunity and the blessings to be able to share. It's actually the 24th of February 2026, and I actually can't believe that it's this date, but thanks be to God we are here and spring is approaching. And we're approaching a new month. We'll be entering a new month, March, in just a few days. And it's been already the greatest year yet. God is doing so many great things through us all, with us all, and giving us great excitement to live unto Him in all that we do. Because it is exciting to live unto God in all that we do. Like, it's not always so serious or always so, anything. Like, it's really an excitement and a joy to live unto God. And I just wanted to come on and share that you are truly God's masterpieces, that you are created in His image, you are children of the Most High God, and you are not of this world. You are in it, but you're not of it. Like, you are set apart, and you're not set apart in an arrogant way, you're set apart in being a child of God way. Like, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and that God raised Him from the dead, you were saved, you were made whole. You know, you were no longer a part of the world or a part of the curse that is in the world, but you were a part of God's kingdom, God's family, engrafted into His way of living, His way of seeing, His way of doing things. And the best thing about being a child of God is we can really lean on Him, we can really trust Him, we can really expect from Him and really live this life to the fullest. That's what Jesus Christ came for, right? So that we can live this life to the fullest. And every day is a great day. No matter how you're feeling, no matter the circumstances you're going through, no matter the situations that you're facing, like, you need to understand that today is your greatest day. Every day is your greatest day because God is with you. He has your back. He is your dad. And when we go through situations and circumstances, it helps us to lean on Him more. So it builds our faith. It encourages us. And it gives us a greater understanding on how to pray, how to expect, how to do the things that God wants us to do. And it's not that God gives these circumstances to us. Absolutely not, or these bad situations, but because of the world that we're living in, they may arise. But we can really stand up out of our beds, out of our chairs, out of our cars, out of anywhere, and we can say, greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. And you are a child of God, and you have great power and authority. God's given you great declaration and wisdom. And He wants you to utilize everything He's given you every day, practically applying everything He's given you to do every day. So, like, one of those things is speaking in tongues, right? Like, anyone can learn about speaking in tongues. Anyone can be told about speaking in tongues. But until someone actually really practices speaking in tongues, then they're not going to really understand or feel or know the true benefit of speaking in tongues. And what is that benefit? Well, it's perfect prayer to God. It's like when we have no more words, you know, when we can pray sometimes or we don't know what to pray. You know, our spirit gives us utterance. Our spirit will just energize us through speaking in tongues. And then we're speaking to God in that spirit and speaking things that we don't even know that we're speaking ourselves. And God is hearing us and opening the hearts of our understanding. He's given us great peace, healing, deliverance. We feel built up. We feel encouraged. We feel ready for our day. Like, there's so many health benefits within speaking in tongues, right? So if somebody is unwell, somebody will go to the doctor and somebody may get a prescription or may get help from the doctor with how they're feeling. But when we operate in those speaking in tongues, is not that we don't need the doctor, because the things that the doctor may give us, you know, maybe like an antibiotic or pain relief, it will help. Like, it helps our body, right? It helps our physical body become well. But when we are energized by that speaking in tongues and we're practically applying what God has given us to apply, then we get the maximum benefits of feeling healthy, feeling strong, opening up to new adventures, new desires. Like, there's so much in that speaking in tongues. It's not just somebody speaking in an unknown language. Like, even when on the day of Pentecost, I believe, it came like cloven tongues of fire. Like, you're speaking words of fire when you're speaking in tongues. Like, how powerful is that? But again, if you don't know about speaking in tongues, or if you do know about speaking in tongues, but you don't want to practice it and you don't want to do anything with it, or can't do anything, like, because you're withholding yourself, then you're not receiving the maximum benefits. You're not going to get the full package of what God has made available to you. Again, with the honoring God, right? When we honor God with our substance, with our money, with the first increase of everything that we receive, not just out of one little benefit, like pocket, or but out of everything we receive, God has given us his spirit. And within that spirit, he tells us, or he will encourage us, how much to give, when to give, and the area in which we should give in. And we all know that that area is where we're being encouraged, where we're being given those godly words, where we're given encouragement, where we're being built up spiritually, and where we're being encouraged to move forward, and encouraged to trust God, encouraged to lean on God and to look to God. Like, that's the place we should be sowing our seed. But again, if we just hear about it, or we just think, oh, here we go again, it's talking about money, and we withhold from sowing our seed, then we don't receive the maximum benefits from God. And what is the maximum benefit? That all grace abounds towards us, that he opens the windows of heaven upon us, and he pours us out, not just one, not just two, but multiple blessings, that wherever we walk, we are highly favored, that everything we need and desire will be added to us, that we don't ever lack any good thing, that we have full confidence and trust that our God supplies all our need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, but not just financially, but with our laborers, with our businesses, with our families, with our relationships, like every aspect of life, the grace is just abounding and abounding and abounding. And people might say, why? Through money? How is that happening through money? Because it's a spiritual act of faith, that when we give, you know, we're giving in faith, we're giving to a God we cannot see. And actually, we're going to be giving that to a man or a woman who we can see. And then we can start thinking carnally about that seed, about why we're giving it, you know, and it reduces. When we start thinking those negative things, it starts like taking away from the glorious and a mighty plan of God, that actually we are giving to God always. Like, you should always take the person's face out of it and know that you are giving to God. You should want to sow bountifully and cheerfully, joyfully. Everything should be done with joy. Nothing should be a burden. Like, nothing from God is a burden. Jesus Christ took away the burden from us. So if you're sowing a seed and it feels burdensome, then you need to go back to God and say, God, it's making me feel like it's a burden. Like, help me in this area. Show me in this area. Multiply me in this area. Don't ever let me be in a position where I cannot or will not or don't want to sow my seed. And guess what, guys? God will absolutely meet your request, because he will see your heart, he will see your faith, he will see your love towards him and your joy towards him. So want to do what he's encouraging us to do. And so again, what happens is we receive maximum benefit. And these two things are like always on my heart, you know, because they're such great spiritual truths that empower us and impact us. Now, we know it's not just about that when we're living with God, you know, fellowshipping and connecting is so very important. God has put us in the body of Christ where he feels fit. He's given us great leaders, great encouragers, where we will receive godly wisdom, godly direction. And we have to be humble to that place. We have to be humble to receive. Like, when sharings are coming out, or when we're having one-on-ones, or we're having fellowship, again, God sees what our hearts are in secret, right? And what our hearts are in secret, he will reward us openly. So when we're there, like, God, like, I'm ready for this fellowship, I'm ready for this one-on-one, I'm ready for this teaching I'm about to hear, I'm ready for those words that you're going to speak through my leader, my minister, my encourager, and I'm going to receive those words gladly, and I'm going to practically apply everything I'm hearing, God. And if I can't practically apply it, you're going to need to help me practically apply it. And boom, then you see again the maximum blessings. You see your heart opening, your mind like just being filled with great wisdom and joy because you're humble and ready to receive, not thinking that we can do it everything on our own, not thinking that we're better than anyone else, because we should always esteem everyone above ourselves. You know, we might think, well, that person's doing something, they're not doing it as good as me, or that person should be doing it that way, or no, Jesus didn't walk like that. He didn't talk like that. If he had those feelings and thoughts, what did he do? He went to God. I'm sure he had those feelings and thoughts when it comes to the Pharisees, and yes, he did challenge them at times, but that was led and directed of God. And again, there's a key point there. He went to the person themselves and directed it to them. He didn't speak about them behind their back or do any of those other things, you know? So, like, God is in really for us to be so blessed, for us to be so encouraged, but we have to practically apply the things that he's given us to do. And when we practically apply it, we will see not just the benefits, but the rewards. We will see the abundant life God talks about. We will see everything manifested perfectly the way he desires it, you know, and praying for the laborers with all our heart. Really, if that's a desire that God's put in your heart, pray with all your heart for those laborers, and God will absolutely act below them. And the reason why I'm thinking about practicing things today is because I was thinking about, you know, driving a car. You know, if when I learned to drive my car, if I would just do the theory side and just watch somebody do it, I would never have drove. I would never be able to drive anywhere. I would never be so independent and receive the whole benefit of driving. That I get greatly benefited from driving. It's something I love to do. It's a great asset to my life. I can go wherever I want. But I had to take the step to put that practice into action. I had to get behind the wheel. I had to put the key in the engine. I had to take the risk. I had to step out in faith, in a sense, to learn to drive. You know, I had to put my trust in that I was able to do this. And then now, for many, many, many years, I've been able to drive perfectly. But it took a step. It took me to practice it. So today is a great day. Today, the blessings of the Lord are chasing you down. Like, your barns are filled to overplenty. Your bank accounts are overflowing. The wisdom of God is flowing through you and to you. And you are walking in the perfect wisdom of God, that everything is flowing greatly to you and nothing is being withheld from you. You are a child of the Most High Living God, and he loves you, and he wants you to know that he loves you. But he wants you to know that if you apply and practice the things he's putting in your heart to apply and practice, you will really be rewarded. You will really be benefited. You will really see everything and practice everything and just be blown away. So have a wonderful day. God is with you. And that was what was in my heart to share. God bless you all.